This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is focusing on supporting Ukraine after the Wagner mercenary group openly challenged Russian President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Veronica Baldares Iglesias reports on what some analysts think could be the result of Wagner's short-lived rebellion.
If as part of the deal, the Wagner chief is indeed in Belarus now, he could still play a role in the war against Ukraine. Retired General Richard Dennett, former chief of the general staff of the British Armed Forces, told Sky News.
If he has gone to Belarus and has kept an effective fighting force around him, then he then presents a threat again to the Ukrainian flank closest to Kyiv.
In that context, Dennett advises the Ukrainian forces to remain vigilant. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The frantic search for a missing submersible craft in the North Atlantic Ocean came to an end Thursday following news of the craft's destruction at sea, killing all five aboard. Now investigators want to know why and how. VOA's Arash Arasbasadi tells us more.
Canadian investigators are trying to determine what led to the disaster.
Typically, our investigations can take 18 months to 2 years. We obviously try and do them quicker because we know everybody wants answers, particularly the family, the public, etc. But we need to take the time. With respect to how far we will go, that remains to be seen as we gather information. So it's still too early to tell.
Authorities say fragments near the Titanic are the remains of the Titan. In a 2018 lawsuit, OceanGate's former director of marine operations described the company's testing and certification as insufficient and said that would subject passengers to potential extreme danger, according to PBS. Arash Arasbasadi, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Australia's highest court Monday dismissed Russia's application for an injunction that would have prevented Moscow's embassy being evicted from a site in the national capital. In dismissing the application, the High Court justice described Russia's challenge on constitutional grounds to a law terminating the lease as weak and difficult to understand. Parliament passed emergency legislation June 15th that terminated Russia's lease on the largely empty block on security grounds because a new embassy would have been too close to Parliament House. Election results in Greece show that the incumbent conservative New Democracy Party will achieve a landslide victory. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
Results from a majority of voting centers show Greece's conservative New Democracy Party winning a landslide victory in the second election in 5 weeks. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis' party is taking home just above 40% of votes, and that's enough parliament seats to form a stable government thanks to a change in the law allowing for bonus seats. Many thought Mitsotakis' popularity may decline after a recent migrant ship tragedy left hundreds dead, but the election results hint that that didn't happen. The results also indicate his main rival, left-wing Syriza Party, will suffer crushing defeat. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Taliban claims women in Afghanistan are living a comfortable and prosperous life. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The Taliban supreme leader says his government is taking steps to improve women's lives in Afghanistan, where they're banned from public life with severe restrictions to work and girls' education. In his Eid message, the Taliban leader says new measures save the women from many traditional oppressions, like forced marriages. Still, women can't visit public spaces like parks and gyms. Since taking power 2 years ago, when U.S. and NATO forces left, the Taliban faced strong international criticism over harsh rules that restrict women's rights. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
More than 2 million Muslims are taking part in this week's Hajj pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia as one of the world's largest religious gatherings, returning to full capacity following years of coronavirus restrictions. The Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam, and all Muslims are required to undertake it at least once in their lives if they are physically and financially able to do so. For the pilgrims, it is a profound spiritual experience that wipes away sins, brings them closer to God, and highlights Muslim unity. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.